Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Quick pass. It's Cooks. Blockers ahead. Cooks turns on the Jets. Cooks, see you later. Touchdown, Texans.
Ooh-wee.
Are you not entertained? Welcome in. It is DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. This is why it's live and local each and every week. And Alec Medford and the three-time Hall of Famer Chris
Arnold.
And Justin Honore. And you, the Turn It On, Leave It On listener right here on 105.3 The Fan, we appreciate you doing just that. Because, man, have we started off with a bang.
Bang, Ian, bang, 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 bang.
Ian Rappaport and the Houston Texans were up early this morning dropping some bombs at 8 a.m. as, guess what, Cowboys fans? You got your speedy receiver.
And it's not OBJ.
And it's not OBJ. You're not paying him $20 million a season or however much he's asking for. You didn't have to give up two and a player for DeAndre Hopkins. You gave up a fifth and a sixth round pick for Brandon Cooks of the Houston Texans. The Texans will be eating $6 million of that salary, meaning you're only paying him $12 million this season.
Whoop, did do. I'm only saying this because I can say, ooh-wee, all day long, which I will at the top of each hour. 877-881-1053. That's the truckwreck.com text line. We always say thank you for letting us ride shotgun with you. Let us know what you got going on. But we want to know how you feel about this trade. The Dallas Cowboys have finally, it took them a year, replaced Amari Cooper. I'm going to say that because literally, they made a mistake by never replacing him. It's one thing you get rid of Amari Cooper. Everybody's like, how the hell you trade away Amari Cooper for a fifth-round pick? And they never did anything other than draft and develop. And the rookie wide receiver that they got,
Jalen Tolbert,
all he did last year was line up in the neutral zone in Green Bay and cost them the game. Bottom line is this, they finally did it. And for the first time in eons, you know what eons is? That's a long time.
It's a long time.
It's a long, 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 long time. The Dallas Cowboys are making noise in March. They never do this. Even before the pandemic, they were like, oh, draft and develop. They never said it, but that's all they ever did. They never played around in free agency in March. They never made any trades except for on the fringes. Now they've done some things, which makes me think, I think they're trying to win a Super Bowl.
I think they're trying to win right now. And I got to give you your flowers because yesterday when we were talking on the Fan Jam with Will Chambers about what receivers could be added to this position, you came out of left field and said, what about revisiting that Brandon Cooks conversation that they had at the trade deadline?
Yep, nobody's talking about Brandon Cooks. I saw a nugget somewhere that said that the Texans might not be asking for as much. And that's why I brought it to the table several times yesterday because I said, it's a perfect fit. Now, for those who want to know a little bit about Brandon Cooks, go ahead and give some information about his stats, and I'm going to augment it with some things that I found out as well.
Yeah, so Brandon Cooks is a 29-year-old speedy receiver. He has now been traded four times in his career, and that's why you think he's been around forever. He's been passed around four times, but according to NFL Research's records dating back to 1980, he ties Eric Dickerson for the most times being traded all time. But this is a guy who has had six 1,000-yard seasons.
Yep.
With different quarterbacks, different coaches, different systems, varying levels of offensive play and performance. This is a guy that can play.
This is the shame. This is kind of like, this is why I explained about why it was so stupid, and it really was stupid to trade away Amari Cooper when they said, well, whatever the excuses were, but the excuse they said was $20 million and he didn't get 1,000 yards. They didn't throw it to him. So Brandon Cooks, this is the situation on him. He's down there with the Houston Texans. Who the hell's throwing it to him? How about Davis Mills? How about before that, Tyrod Taylor? How about the Houston Texans were sucking? When he first got there, he was catching the ball from Deshaun Watson. Well, you get 1,000 yards. Before that, he's throwing the ball to he was catching the ball with the Rams from what's his name? Jared Goff.
Jared Goff, yeah.
Goff was throwing it to him. He's making some yards. Before that, he's catching the ball from, guess what? Tom Brady in New England. He was getting the yards. And by the way, his former teammate is now his current teammate again, Stephon Gilmore.
There you go.
Did we talk about the emojis?
Yeah, so Stephon Gilmore did his Instagram post saying, you know, Dallas, excited to be here. Thanks for having me. And Brandon Cooks was one of the first people to comment under it with some emojis and say, let me call you tonight.
Some eyeballs. And Guess what? What did I say yesterday? Same thing that Micah Parsons, when he made some comments about Steph. I mean, it was the whole deal. It's the same deal. It's like, come on. Let's get this thing done, which was making me think this is a reality, a very strong possibility. The other thing was, who else threw the ball to him? How about the guy that they drafted? Drew Brees. Drew Brees was throwing him the ball. He's getting 1,000 yards all the time. Mm-hmm. So Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Jared Goff, Deshaun Watson, and then you fall down to Tyrod Taylor and Davis Mills. This is why, even though he's still very productive, like Amari Cooper was with the Cowboys, unless you don't throw him the ball, unless you got somebody who can't throw the ball to him accurately, it's not his fault. So to me, this is an underrated weapon. Cowboy fans, I don't think it'll suck in how good this guy is. He may not be D-Hop, and D-Hop is the guy he replaced for the Houston Texans. You follow me? D-Hop goes to Arizona, therefore he's there.
Mm-hmm.
All I got to say is this guy is still really, really good, and the price is, again, very exceptional. Say what the price is again.
So he has an $18 million fully guaranteed salary this season, but the Texans are eating $6 million of that, bringing it down to $12 million alone this season.
And one of the reasons why they're moving him is because they got another head coach. You already know the Texans right now are an S show in the first place. But they have accumulated all these draft picks, and that's what they're looking at. We've just added two more, a 5 and a 6. Now, we had a teller that texted in just a little while ago that said, you trade Amari Cooper for a 5th, and Brandon Cooks even got a 5th and a 6th. So just showing you again, they gave away Amari Cooper. And to me, what I'm learning about this particular trade, not only are they in to try to at least get to the NFC Championship game, and in my mind, they're looking at the landscape of the NFC and saying, hey, we got a chance to go to Super Bowl. The reason I'm glad that they're doing this, the two takes are they recognize their mistake on Amari Cooper. I mean, it's one thing you trade him away, whatever your real reasons are. But the bottom line, you never replaced him. Now they're realizing, guess what? Had we really replaced him, we would have had more than CeeDee Lamb and Tony Pollard in the playoffs this past March, or past February, whatever it was, January. I'm getting all excited because I can't believe the Cowboys front office is actually doing something right now when reportedly always in March, they're on a family cruise together.
Yeah.
I guess they decided to hold off the cruise.
They did. And before we go to the truckwreck.com text on, a couple of nuggets from our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt. Apparently, according to Bobby Belt, the Cowboys had a deal in place for a 3rd-round pick last year. It fell apart when the Texans wanted a 2nd-round pick for Brandon Cooks. They now get him for even cheaper than they initially wanted. And if you want more connections to the Dallas Cowboys, his former wide receivers coach, Robert Prince, is on staff now. So you have connections all over the place on this roster that just make sense.
He has an advocate in the building. Speaking of that building, let me go ahead and give a quick shout out. I was up at the Star last night. Did I ever tell you that? Did I tell you that I was headed to the Star?
No, you didn't.
Went to the Star last night. There was a surprise retirement party. Not for anybody in the Cowboys front office, but you may have heard, about a month ago, that legendary photo, I'm gonna just give him his title, assistant sports director at Channel 8, Jose Gant, who is part of the Shot Boys camera crew. He has been the right-hand man in the sports department at Channel 8 longer than Dale Hansen was ever there. He just retired after 43 years at Channel 8, and he had a surprise party. I can't even tell you, only Jose Gant could bring in 5 decades worth of who's who. These are people you don't even know, but imagine everybody, except for maybe Glory Campos, right? And Dale Hansen, of course, was there. All the Channel 8 people were there. Dallas Cowboys people, the PR department, the entire department was there. Charles Haley was there. Rolando Blackman was there. There was a who's who. It was a full dinner. It was everything you can imagine in that atrium area. And you also had different sports figures behind the scenes from Channel 5, Channel 11, Channel 4. It was like a high school reunion. and all because of Jose Gant, and I was there for that, and also got some more inside information. By the way, all the Cowboys media was there as well. Clarence Hill, David Moore, I go on and on. John Machota, all of them were all there because they have so much respect for Jose Gant. And Dak Prescott and Troy Aikman also sent video congratulations, and Dak gave him an autographed jersey as well.
That's awesome.
That's Jose Gant. So props to Jose. And 571 says, hey, CA, it's me, Guyron. Uh-oh, just buffered. Guyron Rogers, today's my birthday. Can I get a shout-out? Happy birthday, Guyron Rogers. GR.
If you're a Cowboys fan, you just got a great gift.
You sure did. That's the way you start a show.
Absolutely.
With some breaking news of the morning.
It happens right as you're driving down 67, and you're like, hold on, I need to get to the studio pretty quick so I can read this notification. But to the truckwreck.com text line we go. We have a question from the 402. How many years do we get to keep Cooks? He is under contract through the 2024 season. So, and he is due $13 million in 2024. So you've got him on the books for 2 years. So you could make something work. Tons of reaction pouring in as we just get started here on 105.3 The Fam from the 775. Finally, after 17 years, the Cowboys getting Brandon Cooks have a legitimate chance to go fast forward in the playoffs with Lamb, Cooks, and Dak. These texts are buffering, like you were saying. You can play video game passing. There we go. And a very good defense, as usual. There's absolutely no excuses for the Cowboys to not get to the NFC Conference Championship game. And I think that's going to be a pretty common theme among Cowboys fans as we progress on through the offseason after making some of these great moves. There's more of a sense of urgency. We haven't seen anything like this in a while.
Exactly. It's like they've been needing to do this. Now, I gave Stephen Jones his props and his flowers back in October when I said, I don't see the way you took away the talent off the team in the offseason that this team wins more than 8 games. But Dak Prescott's thumb injury showed chemistry, commitment, and all those. And I gave it to Stephen Jones and Mike McCarthy in particular because those guys, they showed commitment, chemistry, things you don't see on a spreadsheet, that you don't see with analytics. They did something a lot of people didn't expect them to do. There were so many people that thought this whole season would crash when Dak injured his thumb. And it wasn't just Cooper Rush holding it down. The defense rose to the occasion. Guys were making plays. That being said, these are the moves that ensure that Mike McCarthy has a fair chance to keep his job. To me, had you kept Kellen Moore calling plays, and by the way, I don't dislike Kellen Moore. I think he's a brilliant guy. I just think he lacked seasoning. He lacked the wisdom in a playoff situation because his regular season record speaks for itself. But in the playoffs, there were defensive coordinators that hoodwinked him, took advantage of his youth, the fact that he could not come up and realize, okay, we've got to rest our defense. We can't just throw the ball every damn time. Or we've got, wait a minute, Dak's having a bad game. Let me do some other things to augment that. He couldn't adjust on the fly. That takes seasoning. So he goes to San Diego where he can grow with a younger quarterback. Dak Prescott is too damn old for him right now. And I'm not saying they weren't meant to be together. I'm just saying you need a more veteran voice in his ear on a game day in the playoffs. Mike McCarthy said, I'm that guy. I won a Super Bowl, call him my own damn place. Yeah, I had Aaron Rodgers. And yeah, I was also the offense coordinator and coach for Brett Favre, but I know how to call some damn plays. If I'm going to lose my damn job, I need weapons and I need to call my own place. So this is all on Mike McCarthy. It was going to be that way anyway, but at least they're giving him a fighting chance.
They're giving him a fighting chance indeed. And it goes right to the 940's point. Remember, Stephen Jones loves McCarthy, and this is viewed as a hot seat year for McCarthy. So Stephen may be doing everything he can to save his job. And I think that's totally fair and
that's
totally
very
true.
Fair. And that's very true because guess what? Up until Sean Payton went up to Denver, if Sean Payton had come down to Dallas, if he had come in to replace, he wasn't going to just be the coach. See, Steven likes playing with the toys. He likes being a voice in that room and making decisions, you know, off the field. If Sean Payton had come in, he's Bill Parcells. He's Jimmy Johnson. He buys the groceries. Steven would have to take a back seat, and he wasn't down for that. Now, would Dan Quinn let Steven do the same things? I have no idea. But Steven likes the way things are, so he's helping his guy out. And his guy is Mike McCarthy, because that is not necessarily Jerry Jones' guy. Jerry likes him, but that's not his choice. That was Steven Jones' choice.
He's helping his guy out a lot. You just gave up 2 5s and a 6 for two solid veteran players in Stephon Gilmore and Brandon Cooks this season. You made some key re-signings throughout the week as well, which we will go all over here later on in the show at 1 o'clock. We're going to ask about your Cowboys' confidence, some information on the contract breakdown and his outlook on this trade. But again, Brandon Cooks to the Dallas Cowboys for a 5th and Woo-hoo. A 6th-round pick.
I'll take it. And like I said, we'll continue to read your text. And again, we cannot thank y'all enough for riding shotgun with us. The text is blowing up. Every time we try to read a text, it's buffering with more and more people excited, or people still have their arms folded saying, I don't know. And that's fair. That's what sports is all about. But here's the good part. They're making moves instead of sitting on their hands, and I have to give them props for that.
It's nice to see a sense of urgency, and it's nice to see pieces moving here in the offseason. And as you mentioned yesterday, the Cowboys always make these kinds of moves when you least expect it. You don't hear the chatter around the league about a Brandon Cooks. You hear the DeAndre Hopkins talk. You hear the OBJ talk.
And nothing ever happens.
And then you wake up this morning to Tolo, and what do you hear? You hear Brandon Cooks
yes.
for a 5th and a 6.
And if you Tolo, you heard us talking about this yesterday, so you're almost prepared for the moment. It's like, oh, it could be a possibility. Mm-hmm. For those who don't Tolo, this is what you missed on yesterday. Literally, you could have been saying, aha, I had heard them talking about that. And yeah, in other words, you aren't left in the dark. So that's why we always encourage people to turn it on, leave it on. IndyCar Tim's texting in from the 940. He says, Brandon Cooks does not, capital N-O-T, make the Cowboys a contender. He'll miss half the games here due to injury. That's IndyCar Tim's opinion, and he is projecting. Again, you better be glad you even have him. I would prefer him over OBJ. It's just that simple. And the most important thing about him is he is a veteran receiver who's been in this league since 2014, catching the ball from Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Deshaun Watson, and Jared Goff. There's tape on him. Defensive coordinators have to account for him, which should open up the field for the rest of the guys. And that's more important than drafting a damn rookie when they say, okay, yeah, we'll just let him go ahead. Come on now. Keep it real, Tim. You know better than that.
And in his 3 seasons with the Houston Texans, he only missed 5 games.
Thank you, Tim. So, ding, 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 ding. And I'm saying that because I love Tim. He's my guy.
Yeah, so I don't think that's anything to worry about right this second. But what we do need
and
to worry about.
Tim, you can text us back and say duly noted.
Exactly. Please do. And please keep the reaction coming in because we will be talking all Brandon Cooks and Cowboys throughout the day today. But one thing we do have to worry about is our brackets. Coming up next, we're going to go over the March Madness Saturday action and see how the brackets are looking now because mine is ugly. Next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.